Welcome back to the News at One with me, Justin McCarthy. Now, the government has published a new plan setting out how to protect communities, infrastructure and people from climate change risk. The National National Adaptation Framework warns of rising sea levels, higher temperatures, storms and flooding in the future. The Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment, Dennis Nocton, joins me on the line. Minister, welcome to the programme. You're setting up four regional climate action offices. What will they do?
The offices are going to be based in Mayo, Cork, Dublin and Kildare. The ones in Cork and Mayo are going to coordinate the local authorities across the Western Seaboard, particularly looking at rising ocean temperatures and the impact it's going to have on coastal erosion.
Will they have powers?
Let me go through them quickly and I'll come back to that then. The office in Dublin will be very much focused in relation to city flooding, the problems that we have with deluges there. And the office based in Kildare, which will work with the local authorities across the rest of the country, look at in particular flooding from our rivers across the country. So what these offices are about, and they're being resourced and staffed to do that, is to act to coordinate with the various local authorities across the country, but also with government agencies and departments, to put a specific plan in place to deal with the emerging challenges of climate, not just in relation to flooding, which is the immediate focus, but also we're predicting that over time we're going to have less rainfall during the summer months. That's going to cause problems in relation to water shortages, and how do we ensure that we can secure public water supplies in drier summer months. It's going to have implications in relation to the likes of agriculture, and there will be long-term health implications as well. So these offices will work with the various agencies and departments and try and apply models at a local level that deal with the specific challenges that we're meeting at the moment in relation to climate and will continue to meet in the future.
Does this plan identify specific locations or infrastructure which is at risk because of climate change?
Well, this is a framework document, so it identifies the broad areas where there are challenges at the moment in relation to transport infrastructure, in relation to the impact of flooding, health and so forth. What will happen now is across 12 different sectors across government in 7 different departments, we'll be putting specific adaptation plans in place, specifically dealing with the climate challenges on foot of that. Agriculture have already done it. The Office of Public Works have done it in relation to flooding. Transport have done it as well. We've also done it in the energy area. But the other sectors across the economy will have to do that now, working very much with the local authorities, because a lot of the implementation will happen at local level. If we have flooding, if the local authority is the first point of contact, whether it's in relation to homes or roads, they're the first point of contact in relation to that. And the local authorities have been very good in dealing with the here and now. What we now need them to do is to work at putting plans in place so that we can put preventative measures in place to address this before it happens.
All right. I want to move on to other matters of politics, Minister. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, as you're aware, told the Dáil yesterday that he will be supporting repeal of the Eighth Amendment. Have you finalised your own views? You sit around the Cabinet table.
Yes, the Cabinet have had a detailed discussion on this last week, and we expect to have further discussions before the end of this month. I have discussed it with Cabinet colleagues. I've gone through the report. I've read many of the submissions that have been made to that committee. And I think, look, what we're doing now is to look and see what this proposed legislation is. I'm looking forward to seeing the detail of that legislation. And I didn't make my mind up based on having all of the facts and information before me.
You voted against the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill. Has your position shifted at all, given what we've heard from the expert witnesses coming before the committee examining the Eighth Amendment?
Well, look, I had concerns in relation to the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill, particularly in relation to the suicide provision that was in that, not just in relation to the health of women and the threat to life of women, but also the broader implications that this could have across society. And suicide is a very big issue.
Okay, but on the current issue, then, have your views shifted at all, or what way are you thinking at the moment?
Well, look, what I'm doing is I will make a decision based on all of the information. That's what I did the last time. I listened to all of the submissions, and when the legislation was in front of me, I took a decision on that. I haven't seen any legislation, no draft has come before us as of yet. And when I have all of the facts and information in front of me, I would then make a decision on that. But I think it is important that this is very personal to many, many people across the country. And I don't think people should make their decision based on the views of any group of politicians or individual politicians. Okay. This is very personal to individual people. And I think what we need to do is to have a responsible, balanced discussion on this so that all of the issues surrounding this are teased out and that people can then make an informed choice in relation to their own position on these issues.
Okay, Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment, Dennis Nocton, thank you for talking to us on the News at One.